Nolte, Neat, WAPO Team Up to Destroy Incoming WAPO Editor. By John Nolte on June 17, 2024. Robert Winnett is on deck to take over the top editorial position at the far-left Washington Post, and both the Post and the far-left New York Times are teaming up to ensure that doesn't happen. As Breitbart News reported on June 9, although the Washington Post has lost half its readers and closed out 2023 $77 million in the red, the failing outlet Scribbly staff doesn't want anything to change. Their angry CEO and publisher William Lewis fired executive editor Sally Busby, even though she had 3 years to right the ship. And they are really angry that white man Robert Winnett will take your place. Please take note that no one at the Post is angry about their employer's role in any of this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7 hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. What Post staffers are angry about is the very idea of newsroom reforms. These spoiled and entitled fascists believe they have the right to continue lying to the public to stop Trump. They also believe owner Jeff Bezos should drop $100 million a year to honor that right. Apparently, Lewis and Winnett think differently. At the very least, we know the Trump haters at the Post and New York Times believe Winnett might institute some serious reforms. Why else would the Post be running stories like this? Headline: Incoming Post Editor Tied to Self-Described Thief Who Claimed Role in His Reporting. Subheadline: Unpublished book drafts and other documents raise questions about Robert Winnett's journalistic record just months before he is to assume a top newsroom role. The article goes on to say, the alleged offense was trying to steal a soon-to-be-released copy of former Prime Minister Tony Blair's memoir. The suspect arrested by London police in 2010 was John Ford, a once-aspiring actor who has since admitted to an extensive career using deception and illegal means to obtain confidential information for Britain's Sunday Times newspaper. Facing potential prosecution, Ford called a journalist he said he had collaborated with repeatedly and trusted to come to his rescue. The journalist in question, Ford claims, was Winnett, who has been chosen to replace Busby as executive editor of the paper. The Post reports that Winnett has not replied to questions about the situation, nor has Ford. Winnett works at the Telegraph as a deputy editor. Then the hit piece turns on Lewis. Lewis's own journalistic record also has come under scrutiny, reports the Post, adding, the New York Times on Saturday reported that Lewis, as an editor at the Sunday Times in 2004, had assigned a reporter to write a story about a prominent businessman that the reporter believed was based on hacked phone records. The Post has reviewed unpublished writing by Ford in which he claims to have changed the password on the bank account of that businessman, Stuart Rose, so as to gain unauthorized access to Rose's records. This hit piece runs on for about 2,800 words. Here's the New York Times over the weekend doing its part to ensure nothing improves over at the Post. Headline: Washington Post publisher and incoming editor are said to have used stolen records in Britain. Subheadline: Years before becoming the Post's publisher, Will Lewis assigned an article based on stolen phone records, a former reporter said. The publisher and the incoming editor of the Washington Post, when they worked as journalists in London 2 decades ago, used fraudulently obtained phone and company records in newspaper articles. According to a former colleague, a published account of a private investigator and an analysis of newspaper archives. Will Lewis, the Post's publisher, assigned one of the articles in 2004 as business editor of the Sunday Times. Another was written by Robert Winnett, whom Mr. Lewis recently announced as the Post's next executive editor. For anyone who hates the corporate media, it does not get any more glorious than this. And trust me, this has zero to do with journalistic credibility or integrity. For crying out loud, let's not forget that the New York Times and then Knoll hired the disgraced Mark Thompson to run their shops. Thompson is credibly accused of looking the other way for years as the late Jimmy Savile allegedly abused countless children at the BBC. There were no internal hit pieces on Thompson, though. Why? Because Thompson's smart. He makes it clear that he has no intention of reforming anything. But like I said, this is good news. No one should want any reforms at the Washington Post. The Post has no credibility. The Post can no longer move the public opinion needle. That's right where we want them. That annual $77 million loss is merely icing. Nothing is better for America than for that garbage fire to keep right on burning. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.